Perek Tes Mishnah Yud Beis. Nosan Es HaKesev L'Anshe Mishmar Umeis. We're talking about a person who stole from a ger, and the person who stole from the ger now has to give the money to the Kohanim. So he gave the money to the Kohanim, and he died. Eina Yoshim Yichon Lo Tzim Yodim. The Maisa, the Yoshim, or the one who stole, cannot take it out of the Kohanim because they were already Zeichon the money. Shenema Isha Sher Yitain La Kohen Lo Yiyeh. If you give it to the Kohen, it's his. Yeah, no, if he died before that, then the Yoshim don't have to pay it off. But if it was already given to the Kohen, then it's theirs. Nazna Kesel Le Yeho Yoriv V'oshim Le Dayo Yotza. These are two different mishmaras. So he gave the money to Yoyariv, which was the first mishmar of Kohanim, and then the Oshim he gave to the next one, then he's all right. Even though he didn't give them all to the same person. But Lamaisa, the halacha is first has to give back the Gezel money, and then he brings his korban. If he gave Oshim the Kesel Yoyada, if he gave the Oshim to the first mishmar, and afterwards he gave the kesef to Yedaya, the second mishmar. If the Oshim is still around, so the first mishmar gives it to the second mishmar, and since the second mishmar received the money, after they receive the money, and as they return to be makriv in the base of mikdash, they'll be makriv this Oshim. If he brought the Oshim before he paid the money, does not give him a kapara. A person who brings the money of the gzeila before he brought the Hashem his yotze, because that's the way it's supposed to be done. But hevi Hashem at shalevi gzeila lo yotze. If he brought his Hashem before the gzeila, he wasn't yotze. Nosan as a keren from the nosan as a chaimish ain a chaimish makif. If he gave the keren, not the chaimish is not makif.